sports now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Still to come, who is it that the United Kingdom government is recruiting to be their new snitch squad? We'll explain to you in moments, but first, Andy is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Andy?
Calling with my update on the government, well, it's not the government school, but the college political science course.
Okay.
The professor gave a lecture today, and I'd like to throw you guys some of the facts that she laid out for the kids.
Before you go on, the lecture was to how many students?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
I have my wife's notes in front of me. She's the one that went.
Approximately how many students? I mean, some colleges.
That's probably a couple dozen or so.
Couple dozen. Okay. And what level? What year is your wife?
She's in college.
What year?
She just started again.
Okay. So basically, freshman. This is a freshman class.
It is. It's the political science course, and it's required for any degree.
Okay.
Okay. Political science that everyone has to take. Go ahead.
Let's see. One gem is freedom and liberty sound great, but you need to be protected.
Hmm. Nice.
We need to give up some liberties and freedoms to protect against chaos.
Hmm. encroaching chaos will swallow us all.
Right, because only the men with guns can protect you from chaos. The men with guns that would... Oh, wait a minute. They were the ones. They're threatening your freedom. Okay, go ahead.
The need for government. This is actually printed on this document, whatever this thing is that they gave out. When a group reaches a certain level of complexity, it becomes necessary to establish a group of individuals to act for the whole, to become the government. Isn't that sweet?
Well, it sounds like exactly the kind of propaganda that the government would want people to believe.
Sure,
you know?
they make
everybody that goes to this college in this town look at this crap.
Yeah.
And I said to my wife, so what are you going to do? And she said, well, if I don't pass the class, then I don't get to continue. So
shut up.
Right. So this is the textbook.
Shut up and drive. Yeah.
It's the textbook that says this, and the professor that says this. These are the facts as they are presented to you.
Right.
If you wish to get an A or B in this class,
you must
repeat those facts. Back
yes, memorize
to,
this and read it back to me.
Right.
Without looking, and I'll give you a bone.
Exactly. So it's not, you know, they don't ask you to think in this class about, you know, the ideas of government and what would work,
yes,
what wouldn't work, or anything like that. What they say is, here are the facts,
right,
you must repeat them to
it's
me.
It's not a debate. It's not an in-class discussion about, well, is government necessary? You know, one side says yes, the other side says no, here are the reasons why.
No,
it's the conclusion
like that
is foregone. It's the government is necessary, and here is why we say it's necessary.
She could make a caveat with this and, you know, write, if it's, you know, if it's some kind of essay question, the book says, or the professor said, and then she could repeat the stuff back.
Yeah.
She might put a sentence at the end. However, there is, you know, thinkers like Murray Rothbard have posited differently, or something like that.
Yeah, we also have different types of conflicts that may need a political process. Beliefs, different perceptions of what society's goals should be, competition for scarce resources.
It's always scarce resources, you know?
The lack.
Yeah, this is back to the lack mentality that you talked about on the show.
Check this out. What is government? An institution or ongoing organization with a life over and above the lives of the individuals who are part of it at any given moment in time.
Hmm.
Woo!
Over
Doesn't that make
above.
You feel little? Doesn't that make you feel small? Yeah.
Government is so great, isn't it?
It's just so small.
It's this wonderful entity that is it transcends generations. It's over and above you. You are just part of this this massive whole that is the state. The state is all. The individual is nothing.
Indoctrination,
et cetera. Wow. Anything else to share tonight?
Lots of things, but I'm going to pass it to the next one.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate the call. Keep us in the loop as to the continued indoctrination, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you, sir.
800,
yes, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think he really hits on an important point, and that is that every single kid or young person going into this particular college, and I doubt that many other colleges are any different, they're probably all very similar in this way because they all buy the textbooks from the same place, and the textbooks are all created by Statists. So this is the kind of indoctrination that young people are receiving in the college system. Is that government is great, and government is necessary. Government is wonderful. If it weren't for government, we'd all be savagely tearing at each other's throats. That's kind of the message, right?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Pretty close, right. Or at the very least, that you wouldn't be able to have specialization economically. You wouldn't be able to work at a job. We would each individually have to farm our own food or something like
ludicrous.
That. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's the private individuals that build the economy, and, you know, yeah, there would be crime, certainly, but there would be ways to figure that out without necessarily grinding everything to a halt. Simply because we have police officers does not mean they have to control the government has to control the economy. It doesn't mean that they have to have this huge war machine.
Doesn't
mean that they have to have welfare. It doesn't mean any of these things.
Nor does it mean that they are in any way protecting you from chaos, this scary word that they throw out there to suggest that, well, this is what will happen if there's no government around. I mean, Mark, you live in a place where there are no cops, and there's no one, there's nobody marauding through your neighborhood or the area that you live in, breaking in windows, killing women and children.
If they were, they would have a very short life.
And
right,
I tell you,
everybody's armed.
Yeah, and the cops are pretty much nowhere at any given time. The number of cops,
for the most part, they are not around.
Yeah, next to nil per square mile, that you pretty much have no cops anywhere. And if you were to take the money that is taken from you, expropriated from you, for this gangster machine called government, state government or local government or federal government, and be able to spend it on a private police force in your neighborhood with you know, some defense force with your neighbors, boy, you'd be saving a heck of a lot of money, and they'd actually would be there.
Yeah, you'd be paying for results, because if those guys weren't doing the job you'd hired them to do, you could fire them and hire someone else. But with the government police, if they botch it up or act like they don't care, or you know how the police can be. They, in many cases, you could go file a complaint or whatever, and the police will just act like they just don't give a flip.
Yeah.
So the police could be completely indifferent to you and your plight. The government police, of course, and there's nothing that can happen to them as a result of them not caring about what's happening to
you.
Well,
you know what gets me, Ian, is you go to a place of higher learning, a college classroom, or even a high school classroom. These are places where you're supposed to be able to take a mind that is open to new ideas and exploring things and talking and learning things. And instead, they indoctrinate these people. Instead of exchanging ideas and listening to the ideas of the kids and saying, oh, wow, that's a pretty interesting perspective. Well, here's my perspective. Anybody have any other ones?
Mm-hmm.
And then it sometimes teachers ought to remember that they don't have all the answers. Last Friday, I got to sit in at a high school, one of the government schools, and the teacher there was an old friend of mine from school when we were in school. And he invited me over to be on a panel to talk as the libertarian amongst a conservative Republican, two Democrats, right?
Cool.
Yeah, it was great. And the kids were really cool, and they put up.
That sounds like learning to me.
Yeah.
And when you spit out facts, especially facts in like a political science class, what they call facts, then you're spitting out opinions.
Yeah.
And to give people a bunch of opinions and then call
report
that
them as facts.
And call that education is a load of crap. It's fraud.
It's indoctrination.
It's indoctrination.
It is just. You know, to me, that's one of the reasons that I hate school as it was presented to me. Mm-hmm. I hate the idea of it, and I want to educate my kid at home because I want him to ask questions. That mentality that please serve up on a silver platter the facts to me so that I may learn them, that mentality doesn't serve you in life.
No. That's a good point.
What it serves you is the ability to think, to listen to different ideas out there, come up with your own conclusions, and then move forward and act on those conclusions. A bunch of 20 yes, no, true, false questions,
right.
As to
handed down from on high.
high.
It doesn't make any... You don't learn anything.
The towers of academia.
One good essay question would be far better for the kids' comprehension than that.
The toll-free number here for you to take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want, is 1-800-259-9231. When you accept that government has all the answers for you, then you get into a pretty disturbing world where government gets to control a whole lot. We'll tell you about the Snitch Squad coming up.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Every day at work, you are surrounded by waste that can easily be converted into social nutrition for your community. Many innovative companies are turning their trash into food by partnering with nonprofit groups with expertise in preparing used items for community distribution. Your company's meetings and events may provide you with an opportunity to give back to your community as well. I have attended as a speaker hundreds of events over the last few years, and I am always amazed at how much food gets wasted. In the fall of 2007, rock band Phish donated all their eatable leftover food from its concert. Volunteers collected more than $5,000 worth of frozen and canned food. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Angard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system with about 400,000 posts for you to get interactive with our listeners. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call so that you can go back and check it, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that you don't look silly if they make, if mistakes are made, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
All right, 800-259-9231. As I mentioned, we're going to talk about snitch squads. And as we know, as the police state and the state in general continues to get larger and more invasive in our lives, they want to make sure that you're behaving in the way that they deem appropriate. And in order to ensure that you are behaving in the way they've deemed appropriate, in that you are doing the things they want you to do or not doing the things they don't want you to do, they have to have eyes and ears on the ground. And the fact is, there just aren't enough state employees. I understand there's an incredibly large amount of them. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of government employees out there. But there just aren't enough. There are never enough eyes and ears that are friendly to the state. And so they're always working on ways to bring new people in. For instance, they have these crime tips lines that you see all across the country, and we've seen a spike recently, actually, because the economy's been kind of taking a downturn. People have been more likely to snitch out their neighbors here in the United States for little crimes like smoking pot and things like that.
Because they get the spiffs.
Right, because they'll get a $50 or $100 or whatever. Depending on the crime that's being committed, they get a spiff. They get a little check from the government for calling snitch lines. And so that's one of the many, many areas in which people are encouraged to snitch out their neighbors to the government. And, of course, when I'm talking about crimes, I'm not just talking necessarily about drugs or prostitution or maybe even violent crime. I mean, violent crime is a whole other issue. If you've actually got a tip that could help bring a violent criminal to justice, that makes sense to share that, and you shouldn't really need a monetary incentive to do that. But what about other things like grass growing too tall? What about those things? Do we actually have – is there anything in place to allow people to snitch out their neighbors for something like that? Well, of course, you can call code enforcement. I don't know if they're giving out any bonuses yet for people that call code enforcement, but that's probably coming down the road as governments become more and more cash-starved. As long as people pay the code enforcement bill, perhaps they could give a percentage of the bill that's paid out to the original snitch who snitched out their neighbors. But
don't give them ideas.
We actually had a story that came from the United States. I believe it was Kentucky. Maybe the Frankfort area, I don't recall exactly, but there was an area in the eastern coast of the United States that had been indoctrinating its second graders to snitch out their neighbors for, you know, having their trash cans out of the curb for too long, or maybe having the grass growing a little bit too tall, or whatever other neighborly things that they were violating as far as code enforcement was concerned. It was a pretty disturbing story. And as we've talked about so many times, there are these bad ideas, these bad governmental ideas tend to spread. One government will come up with a bad idea like this to encourage neighbor to turn against neighbor, for instance, and if it's successful in that, the government raises more money from it, and not that that's the determination as to whether it's successful or not, is whether the government actually gets people to snitch and gets more money out of it all. Then other governments will pick it up. And in this case, it sounds like the UK government has been paying attention. This story from the Telegraph. The youngsters are among almost 5,000 residents who in some cases are being offered £500 rewards if they provide evidence of minor
$1,000.
Yeah, of minor infractions. One in six councils contacted by the Telegraph said they had signed up teams of environment volunteers who are being encouraged to photograph or videotape neighbors guilty of dog fouling, littering, or bin crimes.
Oh, man.
Now, who are they targeting here? Young people, of course. Really young people. We'll give you the ages.
Young people
here.
As the agents.
As the snitches, yes. The people that could possibly get a £500 reward, which is, as you say, $1,000. That's I mean, that's not chump change to most adults. To kids, that's like winning the lotto.
Yeah, it really is.
The covert human intelligence sources, as some local authorities describe them, are also being asked to pass on the names of neighbors they believe to be responsible or take down their number plates. Ealing Council in West London said there are hundreds of junior street watchers aged 8 to 10 years old who are trained to identify and report envirocrime issues such as graffiti and fly tipping. I don't know what fly tipping is. Either of you gents?
I have no idea.
Fly tipping?
Fly tipping.
We could look it up.
Look that one up for me. It's got to be British slang or
Chippendales.
Harlow Council in Essex says, we currently have 25 street scene champions who work with the council.
Yeah, by the way, it was street scene champions.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, when my mom sort of explained to me what was bad about the Soviet Union, what she explained to me was that the kids in school were encouraged to snitch on their parents for doing things that were wrong.
Wouldn't the Hitler Youth have been doing things like that too?
Likely. Yeah. It might have, maybe, you know how long ago this was. I was 6 or 5 or something. So it might very well have been Hitler, but it seems to me that it was the Soviet Union. And that was what her explanation was, is why the Soviet Union was bad to a 5 or 6 year old or whatever age I was. It was bad because they got kids to snitch on their parents. And to me, this goes to show that our governments have grown too big, they've grown too fascist, they've grown too dangerous. Well, they're asking kids to do this.
I don't want to appreciate any fascism at all, so, but this is definitely the logical extension of where government goes. When government is as we're talking about the college courses before, where government is telling people, well, government is necessary because of this, this, and this. If you get people to believe that government is necessary and government is above and government is the ultimate end-all be-all of human existence, then people will just accept crap like this when it's offered up to them. They'll say, oh, yeah, we don't want our neighbors to be bad people. We want to make sure our neighbors' yards are pretty and that they're not allowing their dogs to poop in places they're not allowed to poop. We want to make sure that everybody's behaving.
Pooping in the wrong places.
So they've managed to recruit, I love the names of this, 25 of what they call street scene champions who work with the city council in Essex. They're all aged between 11 and 14, and they're encouraged to report the aftermath of enviro crimes such as vandalism to bus shelters, graffiti, abandoned vehicles, fly tipping. Fly tipping, by the way, is hyphenated.
Why do they call this an enviro crime? Enviro crime makes it seem very PC because you're protecting the environment. But all these things that they're mentioning here, bus stops, cars, littering, these are all things that are going on essentially in, to man-made things, not to, even a median is a man-made thing. It might have some natural stuff in it, but it's not really the environment.
They're suggesting it is your environment that you're living in, I suppose.
Understand, but they're using a buzzword in order to lie to people, and that's 1984 crap.
Well, and they have been apparently reporting these things via telephone or email direct to the council. Other local authorities recruited adult volunteers through advertisements in local newspapers with at least...
They're not volunteers if they're getting paid.
4,841 people. Well, they don't get paid until they actually snitch, Mark. You actually have to...
They're not a volunteer. Then they're not doing anything. If they haven't snitched, they haven't done anything. When they do something, they get paid. Sorry, not volunteers.
The 4,000... There are apparently 4,800 adults patrolling the streets in their spare time.
I've worked my whole life on commission. Are you telling me I don't work?
Some are assigned James Bond-style code numbers, which they use instead of their real names when they ring a special informer hotline. I wonder if this was going on in America, would you be able to confront your accuser on a code violation? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the place to go. And by the way, some of those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and webcam. You'll get them all if you go to listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And what if a socialist or fascist became president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama? How about John McCain? The North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, and national ID card? What is your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org, because the more you hear about what's been going on in the news, and we actually haven't covered too many news stories recently. It's just been all over the place with ideas and phone calls, and that's the way the show goes. You call about what you want. But there's always more bad news in the news about the police state on the rise, the rise of this tyrannical state, not just in the UK, but here in America, across the world, Australia. No one can escape the grasp of these men and women calling themselves government that wish to rule over the lives of others, wish to turn every individual they possibly can to their allegiance, to use them as their eyes and their ears on the ground in order to attack you with their threats. and with their fines and with their imprisonment and with their nonsensical programs. And here in the UK, the story out of the Telegraph talking about how across the UK, young kids as young as 8 years old are being recruited into groups calling themselves junior street watchers or the street scene champions, are being encouraged to snitch out their neighbors for various different enviro crimes, like, you know, allowing their dog to poop in the wrong place or leaving the trash bins out at the curb for too long. Oh, and Gardner, you looked up what fly tipping is. What is that?
Fly tipping is dropping trash in an area that is not designated for trash.
Isn't that littering?
Yeah, I would call it littering. I don't know why.
That's one of those
British slang terms.
If it's illegal dumping, then perhaps it's illegal dumping. I mean, that's kind of different than littering. It's like littering on a larger scale.
Yeah, of course, but the regulations about where you can put things, you know, designated things, those types of things, they're often quite arbitrary from government. Sometimes they follow lines of what people want, but a lot of times they don't. And what they consider littering, what, you know, who knows what this could be littering and this might not be littering, and who knows? It's very frustrating.
And they're not just bringing kids in. Of course, young people are the easiest to bring in because their minds are so ripe for indoctrination that can easily be turned into little status, budding status. But they've also brought in thousands of adults who are also willing to walk lockstep with whatever it is the state asks them to do. Yes. And they have apparently been assigned James Bond-style code numbers, which they use instead of their real names when they ring the special informer's hotline, the snitch line.
Which is disturbing because you don't get to face your accuser.
Right.
It's Orwellian,
Could you face your accuser today? I mean, for instance, this goon from the city came over here a couple weeks ago threatening me because there's a couch in my lawn. It's not my couch. I have tenants, and it's their couch, and I'm okay with it being there.
People can see the video of that, too. They should really take a look at it because you were great on that.
They can see that at freekeen.com. But anyway, the point here is that if it was somebody who snitched me out on that, would I be able to find out, like in the whole process of challenging it, if that's what they want me to do, which I'm not going to do, by the way. I'm going to accept their accept their fine and tell them I'd be happy to pay as soon as they can prove to me my proof of obligation.
I don't think your case is indicative of it here. For instance, if I snitch on Gardner for littering, there's a piece of litter on the ground as evidence, perhaps, if it hasn't blown away or whatever would happen to it.
Right.
So I wouldn't have to prove, me snitching on Gardner is sort of a piece of proof. The city can, or the town or whatever, can prove that the trash is on the ground. It can't prove that Gardner did it.
They
would need me. However,
in your case,
the couch is in your yard. A snitch wouldn't matter.
You know what's interesting is you bring up a couple points about the origins. We were talking on and off the air recently about the origins of law and common law and how the government got involved with taking things that organically were created by people in their social interactions, the common law, and codifying them, and then they add to them. And if you look at even the concept of police officers, supposedly once called peacekeepers, now they are the law enforcement officers. If you're accused of a true crime under the concept of common law, you're supposed to be able to face your accuser. And those crimes were supposed to have been crimes against other people.
A victim. Yeah.
Exactly. If you're spray painting a government-created bus stop, you're hurting whom?
There's no victim.
The state.
It's unclaimed property.
Exactly. And what if it's your opinion that it would look better that way?
In my opinion, we were actually talking about this in Toronto. As we are driving through Toronto, we're going under this bridge, this overpass, and there's all kinds of graffiti on the walls. And certainly some people are going to look at that and say, "Ah, that's disgusting." But is it really that much worse than an ugly old bridge that the government built? I mean, the undersides of
the
bridge.
If they do a good job with it, you know,
I
think it's
art. Nice. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, that's beautification.
And what you've got is you've got this whole train of problems ranging from the majority of people who voted for a group of people to make a decision to appoint certain people to make a decision about how the concrete will be poured and how the posters will be posted for that bus stop and where the bus stops will be placed. And so you get to the point where you're like, you know what? Virtually nobody in this entire city had any say about where that bus stop was going to be posted or how it was going to look. It was a group of people. So
virtually everybody
so far removed. Most of them weren't even elected. They were appointed. Mm-hmm. And so, they were appointed not by elected officials, but by appointees of appointees in some cases. Yeah. You're right. They are so far removed.
These victimless crimes against the state, in most of those cases in that British story, there are some cases about vandalism against cars and things like that. But in most of those cases, if it is a state thing, if there's vandalism, that's vandalism. And you've got somebody you should be able to face your accuser. And if it's a kid, well, that gets tricky. In most cases, if you're doing something against the state, and most of the things the state has done, you can't even say that the majority of people wanted it done that way. So your vandalism really, who knows whether it's really a crime against any of those people?
It's point.
Not their property.
If you can't identify a victim, then as far as I'm concerned, you don't really have a crime.
And we should defend against the idea that public property is property of all, you know, that belongs to all of us. Well, if that's so, you can set up a lemonade stand in the middle of the park, but you can't.
You can't.
If that's so, then you'd be able to nude sunbathe there.
Yeah, it's unclaimed land.
If you could build your house on it, you know, you can't do any. You know, they've got a whole bunch of rules, and you're allowed to go there. But that's sort of the means by which they extract the money from you in order to fund this, this park or whatever. And likely the free market would do it far more efficiently.
Some of, these people are assigned special spy numbers. The escalation in Britain's growing surveillance state follows an outcry about the way councils are using powers originally designed to combat terrorism and organized crime to spy on residents. In one case, a family was followed by council staff for almost 3 weeks after being wrongly accused of breaking rules on school catchment areas. I'm not sure what a school catchment area is.
Maybe I better look that up, too.
That sounds like it might be something like that. It doesn't sound very dangerous, I'll tell you that. Whatever it is, they were being followed for 3 weeks by the bureaucrats that were working for that particular city council. So whatever it was they were doing doesn't sound like a violent crime, and to be investigated for 3 weeks on school catchment-related crimes seems like pretty ludicrous.
Yeah, some bureaucrats after them.
It also emerged last month that around 1,400 security guards, car park attendants, and town hall staff have been given police-style powers, including the right to issue on-the-spot fines for littering, cycling on the pavement, and other offenses. Matthew Sinclair of the Taxpayers Alliance described the recruitment of children as downright sinister. He said, "We're deeply troubled by these developments. They're straight out of the Stasi copybook. There's a combination of ever stricter rules and ever more draconian attempts to control people."
Mm.
Councils are using anti-terrorist legislation for the tiniest of things, like the people who put out their bins early. And the threat of fines and prosecutions combined constitute fleecing the people the councils are meant to be serving. The increase in surveillance comes at a time when an estimated 169 councils have dropped weekly rubbish collections. Some local authorities are refusing to collect bins which are placed too far from the curb, while others are issuing 100-pound fines to people who fail to comply with recycling rules.
A catchment area means that that's this area that the school, the public school, you're allowed to go to that particular public school. It's their zone.
It's an ironic title, thinking that they bring the kids in whether they like it or not.
So they were perhaps maybe sending their kids to a different school, and they were
that
being investigated
being followed.
For that for 3 weeks. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garrett.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different free ways and some low-cost ways to help get the message of Free Talk Live out to as many ears as possible. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more. That, again, promote.freetalklive.com. All right, so a few more thoughts on this story from the Telegraph, and then we get right back into your calls here, where they're talking about how people from age 8 on up are being recruited into the ranks of the snitch society over in the UK. And don't think for a moment that stuff like this isn't happening here in America. It absolutely is. It may not be as wide scale as it is in
the
UK.
We read a story, and this just goes to show this is how it's going to spread. It's too easy.
Well, it's too easy for them.
And they've been doing it in schools for a long time with the DARE program. You know
sure. And it's easy for them to give away these rewards to people, these by just taxing you to give them.
Now,
the snitch on you.
Somebody might say, well, I mean, this is graffiti. They're looking to target things like graffiti, but it's not just graffiti. It's more than that. It's people who fail to comply with the recycling rules, the bins. If their bins are too far from the curb, if the bins are put out too early.
Don't forget
early.
Graffiti is what they decide graffiti is.
Right.
If your kid's out there with some chalk drawing on the sidewalk and it's going to get washed away in the rain, could somebody decide that's graffiti?
They could.
Better believe they could.
Yep.
If they thought they could get a fine out of you.
But the absurdity continues here, as critics have claimed that councils have stopped prosecuting people for fly tipping, that is, leaving garbage in unapproved places.
Illegal dumping.
Right.
Perhaps.
In favor of pursuing easier targets, such as fining people for dropping bits of food and cigarette butts.
Well, you know,
now, cigarette butts, you could argue that's trash. It's not going to decompose.
As far as I'm concerned, throwing down a cigarette butt is littering.
But dropping bits of food?
No, not littering. Wow. And, you know, this goes to a conversation I was having today with Jim Johnson, Lauren Canario's husband. What is littering? You know, I mean, when you see litter, usually a sign of litter, one of the things you'll see there is an apple core.
Mm-hmm.
That decomposes quickly. I just don't feel like throwing an apple core on a median or on the side of a sidewalk or something like that is littering.
No.
Because it's going to decompose. It's going to be good for the grass. It's going to be good for the little animals that are running around there. I don't feel like that's littering. So now you have, you know, what is littering? Is throwing the husks of my pistachio nut on the ground? I mean,
how about
if my tree drops a leaf in my neighbor's yard? Is that littering?
Well, Hull Councils did decide that a young mother should be fined £75 for dropping a piece of sausage roll while trying to feed her 4-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
Ms. Davies, Sarah Davies, age 20, refused to pay, and the matter went to magistrate's court where it was dismissed. So, interesting example there of somebody who decided to non-cooperate and was successful at it. This young lady fined a £75 for dropping a piece of sausage while
sausage
trying to...
roll.
Sausage
bread.
Roll, yes. Mm-hmm. Even if it's sausage, it's still food. It's going to decompose.
And how much
is going to come eat it?
To prosecute her for that, it took far more than 75 pounds. What the hell are those people thinking? That is so stupid.
Doretta Cox.
Well, because they want to be able to get precedent in their corner.
Absolutely.
If they do get precedent in their corner, then they'll be able to collect on it more severely in the future. So it was worth them gambling your money in order to find out.
Right on.
Among the environmental crimes which snoopers are asked to report, which vary from council to council, are failure to recycle rubbish, graffiti, dog
fouling.
People
are going to be going through your garbage to be able to get the rewards up to $1,000 in order to turn
it's
you
crazy,
in.
Crazy, isn't it? Anyway.
I mean, everybody accidentally throws something that's supposed to be recycled in the wrong bin. Where does this stop?
Carly Broke, Borough Council.
They're also, by the way, DNA testing the dog's poo over in England in order to trace it back to owners.
For real?
Yes.
No,
I've got the story.
That's madness.
I didn't do anything with it. It was sent to me by Ziggy. And,
wow.
But yes, they want you to take your dog in so they can DNA test it, of course, for its own safety.
They'll have
the DNA in your dog.
In West Sussex, they have 150 street care champions who are asked to report on individuals if known. Bolton Council said its green inspectors must note any relevant information such as registration numbers if they see criminal activity. Others, including Fareham in Hampshire and Waltham Forest in East London, encourage their volunteers to take photographs of rubbish to help investigators. Liz Headhorn, a retired nurse, 66, who's one of 120 Street Hawk volunteers in Enfield in North London, openly describes herself as a curtain twitcher, but
she's not
snooping on anyone. She said, if there's a problem with fly tipping, general bad behavior, graffiti, etc., then I ring the street hawk person, and when I do it, it is cleared. Enfield has become a lot cleaner because of us curtain twitchers having a look around.
Curtain twitchers. I love it.
If you can report an individual, but nobody's going to give their name and address, you know where that person lives. You can say you know who it is, but other than that, you don't. A spokesman for the local government association, which represents town halls across the country, insisted that environment volunteers are people who care passionately about their local area and want to protect it from vandals, graffitiists, and fly tippers. These residents are not snoopers. They will help councils cut crime and make places cleaner, greener, and safer. Welcome to the new society. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Gene.
Three cheers for snitchers.
No
hey,
thanks.
Going back to the crime thing.
Yes, sir.
If you look at common law, typically you had to have at least two things to charge someone with a crime. You had to have a victim and you had to have a complaining party.
Mm-hmm.
So they've thrown that out the window, of course, a long time ago.
Yep.
But, Ian, I had to call to correct you on something.
Okay.
It seems if I'm not here to correct you on things, you just go off on a tangent and you just go wild. So I consider it my job to correct you. And a little while ago you said that the police officers would act like they don't care. And I have to correct you. They're not acting.
Well, you're right. Thank you for that. I appreciate you holding my feet to the fire.
Some of them care.
You're welcome.
Some of them do, but they don't have to act like it, I guess, right? Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Gene's funny.
You know, he was saying that the ones that really don't care, they don't have to act like it. Yeah. And the people that do care probably wouldn't be acting like they don't care. So,
there you go. Know, it reminds me of a story over at our town dump where we have to take our trash to, you know. They now have signs out that say, please turn your engine off. Idling harms the environment.
Oh, my.
And so I leave my engine on, and I leave the stereo up very, very loud, and I make sure everybody knows that the car is still running. And that sort of thing just annoys me no end. They wanted to have a statute in the state of New Hampshire that would stop idling, that people would have to turn their engines off where they waited to pick their kids up at the government schools, of course. You know, so you'd be in line, in a quarter-mile-long line, to pick up your kid, and then once the child came out, he had the line up, and then you'd have to turn your car on, move the car up, turn your car off, and then one child would be picked up. And then you'd move your car up, turn it on, move your car up. It's just, other than the practicality of it, there's also, if you're going to go by their argument, there's all the particulate matter that's thrown out there every time you turn your car on, and the damage done to your engine every time you turn it on.
We continue briefly to John in Illinois on the Amp Line. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hi, guys.
John, what's on your mind?
I'll just be quick. You guys have been focusing on, I guess, the nightmare government. I like to think of the positive aspects of liberty over this government.
Good
picture,
point. Good to stay
instead
positive.
Of having these driveways, these long driveways with the sidewalk, the typical little driveway at the end of the sidewalk. I picture liberty, free market. I picture roads that go right to people's driveway. I'm picturing trains that go to people's door to door, or the Japanese trains that travel, you know, 100 miles an hour.
So old school. How about flying cars? Come on, we can have flying cars.
It's just a complete different world. Just the more you get into this liberty, just the more it's just, our society is kind of retarded. We don't move anymore. We don't grow as a people. We just have limits on what we can do and what we can't.
The unfettered amounts.
Any more from that.
Yep, the unfettered amounts of wealth creation we could have.
And I'm just reminded of just Mark's statement about if the government got into polio, they were actually trying to defeat polio how they've done with other problems in society. We just have the best iron lung machines in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what government is.
That's right. If government was trying to eradicate polio, we'd have everybody would have an iron lung machine.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's great. I think it's important to focus on a vision of the future, which can involve a tremendous increase in wealth. I mean, we already are so wealthy, even in this regulated state that we currently are in. We could have so much more. We could have so much more free time. We could have so much more disposable income. We could have so much more luxury. We could have so much more wealth building upon wealth building upon wealth. And the more we'll have more, the more the government steps the hell out of the way. And
but
I think it's
just not being slave for 6 months. It's everything. It's a difference in degree, not in kind.
It's true. We can't really, and I thank you for the call, we can't really envision everything from here because we don't know what will be created in the absence of governmental regulation. We don't know what new wealth can be created in that way and what will inevitably be built from that. I wish we had more time tonight, but we don't. It's been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
But we'll be back tomorrow, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And remember, snitch on your neighbors. You'll get a reward.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It's a fact.